WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion. We just had on the first half of this broadcast some good lively discussion with former Representative District 1, the state of Florida, Congressman Mike Hill. Mike is a Christian, conservative, Republican, and the major, major thing, you could call it the reverse of that, he's a Christian first, he's a conservative, he's a Republican, loves the Lord, loves his family, and I'm thankful for his dialogue and discussion on the first portion of this broadcast. We have with us also today one that we've had the privilege of sitting with, talking with, having dialogue with now for quite some time, week after week after week, Pastor Glenn Davis from up in Georgia.
Amen.
Pastor Davis, good to have you with us today.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Youngblood. And I just want to say good morning to all my family, amen, and friends that are listening on today. And I hope and pray that you will get a grip on some of what we are putting out there because it's vital information.
Absolutely.
We never thought we'd see a time like this, Dr. Youngblood, not in the USA, the good old USA.
Right.
We never thought that we would see this. But, amen, we got to realize that the Bible is being fulfilled every day in our lives.
Every day.
And if we live here, it's going to be fulfilled upon us on today.
That's right.
But we have to know and understand that not only do we have rights according to the Word of God, but we also have rights according to the Constitution.
That's right.
And this is what we're trying to put out there on today for the Christians to first trust in God.
Yes.
First trust in God. And then know and understand that you have rights that are there in place to help you when you face these types of situations.
Absolutely. One of the things, Pastor, that most Christians shy away from or think ought not to be done, and I'm a major advocate of this aspect of it. If you've been done wrong, if you've been treated wrong, if you've willfully been had your rights trodden upon, especially today with this COVID plandemic, and it is a plandemic.
Amen.
The COVID pathogen is real. It is deadly. It is absolutely a man-made viral aerosoled disease that St. Anthony Fauci is responsible for. He should be charged with mass murder. But I believe, ladies and gentlemen, let me just say it very, very pointedly, very poignantly, very personally, very clearly, that if you've been harmed as a result of COVID by a physician, by the medical establishment, by the hospital, you are not allowed to go in. Your patients, your family members, your relatives were not allowed to take the medication that could have cured them, healed them, and brought them home. Find you a good attorney and file suit.
Amen.
And one that I'm
Amen.
Recommending today because of, oh, I've never met the man, but I've read tons about him. Have an article in my hand now talking about him. His telephone number, his name is Jeff Childers. Jeff Childers. Telephone number is area code 352. That's 352. He's down in the Gainesville area. 335-0400. 352-335-0400. Call him. Set a time with him. Have a conference with him and determine your rights and your remedies based on what has taken place. Life is too valuable. Life is too short as it is.
Amen.
But to have a loved one be placed in the hospital, be taken captive by the hospital scenario, and then maltreated and tortured to death, because of M-O-N-E-Y. Pastor, most people that are listening today do not realize that if that hospital puts you in, once you they check you in under the guise of COVID, they can call it COVID, and that triggers the cash register, and immediately between $48,000 and $77,000 goes to that hospital. Then the PPE, the protective gear that they have to put on, is then an additional $18,000 to $25,000 that they get. And then if they continue elongation treatment, giving you remdesivir, which is a deadly kidney-killing drug that they're giving every COVID patient in the hospital, once they do that, there's a guaranteed upcharge, up bonus, where the hospital will get an additional 20%, doctors will get anywhere from 4% to 20% increase if they recommend you to take the remdesivir or some other deadly drug that they're being paid by the pharmaceutical house and by the federal government to administer. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a death trek, in my opinion. And I've not calculated this to the penny, so don't hold me to that. But if they can check you in and call it COVID and hold you there 30, 60, or 90 days, it's a million-dollar patient. They're dealing with a million-dollar patient. That's the approximate amount of money that they will gain and gather and get. So they're putting money over mankind, and they're doing so, and it's murdering, literally murdering, by way of the hospitals and the doctors. It's murdering millions of people. In fact, Matt Staver, in one of his articles 3 weeks ago, said that their record shows about 400,000 deaths as a result of the COVID jab and about a million injuries to American citizens as a result of the COVID jab. Pastor, what biblical mandate do we have to do what you and I are doing today? What is it in the scripture about the watchman that we need to understand? Read that text for us.
Amen. Well, from the book of Ezekiel chapter 33, here's what God said to Ezekiel, and it applies to every minister of the gospel on today as well. He said, starting at verse number 1, again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, this is what Ezekiel said, the word came unto me, amen, not to the people, but to me, saying, son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coasts and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. Know and understand that this is what we are doing on today. We're trying to give you advance warning because of what God has already shown us and revealed to us. I'm talking about his call out, ordained ministers.
Yes.
Amen. The ones that he have revealed his word to, his plan to, and allowed us to be a part of that plan for such a time as this. Now, if he's showing us this and we are telling you in advance what's happening and you beginning to see it come to fruition, even right now, it's not over yet, but the ball is already rolling.
Yes.
So what we want you to know and understand is to take heed and beware of what's going on. Pay attention to your surroundings so that you won't get caught up in these things that are going on. Because he said, if the sword come and overtake you, then your blood shall be on your own hands.
That's right.
Amen. So it's a serious matter.
Yes.
We got to know and understand. We're living in a time when they're calling right wrong and wrong right. And we can't afford to stop and pick flowers by the wayside.
You got that.
It's time for us to get serious about our salvation.
Good illustration. You're exactly right. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you'd like to drop in by way of calling that telephone number, give us your story. What is your story? I had Don call the other day and gave a sorrowful story about his brother, I believe it is, that's down in Tampa, that they have being held captive. They're holding captive and will not properly treat him. Ladies and gentlemen, ivermectin is now one of the drugs that they have determined is absolutely efficacious and helping to, as a prophylactic, to stall off or to stop COVID. And if you have COVID, ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, along with vitamins A, B, C, D, and zinc, according to my physician, says is the healing factor. God is the healer through the great physician, the Lord Jesus Christ. But he gives the doctors the wisdom to know what is right to use. And yet it's been been banned by the FDA, even though it's been an approved drug globally for some 60 years now, that is hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. And yet some states that have ruled it out, and some states wouldn't even let a pharmacy fill the prescription for ivermectin or HCQ, even if doctors would write the prescription. I'm looking at an article that says the New Hampshire lawmakers proposed a bill that would allow pharmacists to administer ivermectin without a prescription. Hear what I'm saying. And this is dated January the 31st. New Hampshire residents may soon be able to receive ivermectin from pharmacies without first getting a prescription or having to get any approval from any doctor. Ladies and gentlemen, that is how harmless that drug is from the standpoint of getting the drug, but it is how life-saving that drug is in relationship to having it in your system if you have COVID or if you've been checked into the hospital. And so, ladies and gentlemen, let me just give some pointers. If you have a friend, a loved one, a family member that's in the hospital now, be sure and find some way to get a patient advocate. That advocate needs to be on hand 24/7 to answer questions, to intervene on behalf of the family and the patient, and to make sure that the right questions are asked to the doctors and the nurses. Listen very carefully. That doctor and that nurse, though we have for centuries placed confidence in doctors and nurses, ladies and gentlemen, we're at an era and point in society today that you must question everything a doctor says, everything a nurse says. Do you realize that a doctor that tells you, yes, get the vaccination, do you realize that a doctor that says, yes, this is all right to take remdesivir, you know that doctor is being paid a bonus in doing so. That doctor is on the payroll, if you please, through the back door of the pharmaceutical houses.
Amen.
That's telling him what to prescribe and what to give. So we can't place our faith and trust and confidence in what a physician says. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to be willing to confront a physician, confront a hospital, and demand to know, what are they giving your loved one? What are they prescribing to you? What are they putting in your body?
Amen.
One of the things, ladies and gentlemen, that I can tell you firsthand, first thing you need to do, in my humble opinion, you do what you please. I'm not giving advice. I'm just simply telling you my story. And my story is that when our son was being tortured to death in a Virginia hospital, they gave him blood thinner every day by injection. As a result of that, there was the breakdown in the intestines. He had to have three emergency surgeries, three different times, simply for internal bleeding because of that. And finally, they said, you know, think we need to stop that. And that should have never been done to begin with.
Amen.
You need to ask why when you're given a pill. You need to ask, what does it do? What are the side effects? Why are you giving me that shot? And if they do not tell you, refuse to take it. Refuse to let it enter into your body. I'm that passionate about what's happening today in the medical society, taking captive our patients, our friends, family members, and loved ones, and killing them. Just this past Tuesday night in the classroom session on ecclesiology, one of our pastors lives down in St. Augustine, said that he had, I believe it was a nephew that was 47 years old, I believe, and he had taken the COVID jab, and less than 1 week, he's found dead in his home. The public's not being told that. Pastor Davis, tell us, you were telling me before the broadcast, a story about a relative. Tell our listeners about that.
Well, basically, Dr. Youngblood, it was very surprising to me, but yet it didn't catch me off guard, because we were already announcing a lot of this information on the air as we are doing right now. I have a relative right now that had also taken the COVID shot and just lately developed, let's say, was diagnosed by a doctor with a health problem. Now, to me, I'm very concerned about that because of the information that I've already read and I'm familiar with. So, for that, amen, I'm trying to get the word out there to everyone to beware. Know what it is that you are doing before you make the decision to take that COVID shot. Let's make sure you know and understand what's in the shot. The Bible tells us, Dr. Youngblood, in all thy getting, get an understanding. We need to know and understand what we are doing before we make decisions that we'll end up regretting a little bit later. So let's make sure we know and understand. We're putting this out there to you. We're putting telephone numbers out there. We're putting names of individuals out there that can help you. We're giving you everything that's important to you that will help you
yes.
when you have to face situations like this. Because if you ever get a relative that once they are like go in a comatose state and they can't defend themselves or talk for themselves, somebody needs to be able to step forward and speak for the individual.
Yes.
So this is why we're giving you this information that can help you.
That reminds me of an article that I've spoken of on the broadcast before. Dr. Katz, K-A-T-Z, he worked with the Yale University Infectious Investigatory Division in the, quote, Mitchell Hospital. Dr. Katz said, and very directly, he says, don't put your relatives in a hospital. The doctors will kill them.
Amen.
That's a pretty powerful statement by medical professional himself. Before we take our next caller, let me just read an article, Pastor Davis. FDA document on Moderna vaccine approval removed from the agency's website. I find this pretty ominous, ladies and gentlemen. It's dated the 3rd of February. A Food and Drug Administration FDA document explaining why the agency approved Moderna COVID-19 vaccine was removed from the agency's website overnight. The summary basis for regulatory action gave more details on how regulators reached the approval decision and included references to an unpublished analysis that found the rates of post-vaccination heart inflammation were higher than any U.S. agency had ever found before.
Amen.
And now somehow, secretly, some way they've removed that documentation from their website because it's coming to fruition. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm trying to tell you, I'll refine this five-page article for you in this fashion. They discovered that they did not want any longer to have the truth out there on their website that the injection of the Moderna vaccine, and I can also transition, say, J&J and Pfizer, that they will all give myocarditis and pericarditis, I think I'm pronouncing it correctly, disease, that is heart disease, inflammation around the heart, carditis, that is, pericarditis and myocarditis will be caused as a result of the vaccine.
Amen.
We're having millions and millions in America today that are having heart attacks as young as 12 years old, 14 years old, and up, and the doctors are saying, well, that's just what they, since they don't know, they're calling it broken heart. Is what's causing the heart attacks. Ladies and gentlemen, the heart attacks caused by the COVID vaccination that's being given. It's killing people. The ones that it does not kill, it gives you a lifetime of misery and a continual lifetime of depending on Big Pharma for your medical treatment. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go ahead with a question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, I'm thinking of a scripture. When Jesus ascended, there was an angel that said, men from Galilee, why do you marvel? This same Jesus that you saw ascend will come back. Well, Dr. Youngblood, you know, you and Pastor Davis and Mike Hill, you're all marveling at these big pharma, the doctors. These are the exact same people, along with the government, that will agree with the Antichrist. They'll be
Absolutely.
His little happy helpers.
You
and
got it.
Remember, Amen. when the mark takes place, there's grievous sores that come on. Evidently, that wasn't okayed by the FAA. I'm sorry, the FDA also. So I look at it. I listen to this broadcast every day. I support this broadcast with my earnings. And Dr. Youngblood, I know that we are just before on the cusp of the return of Christ.
And you know, go ahead,
Dr. Youngblood. You can mention the name of Hitler. You can talk about Attila the Hun, but nobody gets mad. You can talk about anybody from the past except Christ, and they won't get mad. But when you talk about Christ, he's controversial. You know why? Because, see, he's coming back. He's coming
Absolutely.
Back, Dr. Youngblood.
Absolutely. And what you're saying is exactly right, because as I've said before on this broadcast, Tom, is that we're going to find major, major eschatological events taking place during the course of 2022, in my most humble opinion. We're seeing now already the wars and rumors of wars that Matthew 24 talks about, Russia, China, North Korea, Syria, Iran, et cetera, et cetera. We'll witness Christians and Jews being persecuted as not found since the first century in the New Testament church. We'll witness complete censorship of all of our emails, Facebook, or as my son calls it, fascist book, Instagram, Twitter, and social media, especially as we approach the November election of this year. We're going to witness the extreme food shortages across the nation, and the rationing of food could be very, very possible. Some grocery store shelves today are bare, but we shouldn't blame the truckers. It's the Biden administration that's orchestrating that to throw us into a socialist, Marxist, communist regime. We're seeing the apostasy, the falling away. The Barna report said that some 60,000 churches would close this year. This is the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And as you said in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing? This same Jesus that you've seen go back will be the one that will return. And I'm telling the people, just as you are, Tom, that we need to be looking forward to the rapture and be tuned in to the sound of the trumpet and not the signs necessarily. But we're watching these signs coming about left and right as the Bible leaps off the pages of the newspapers and the news around the world. Tom, thank you so much for your input. You're on target. All we can do is keep praying. By the way, thank you for your support. Let me take this moment. Just as Tom has just said, ladies and gentlemen, if this broadcast is meaningful to you, if it's a blessing to you, if it's informational for you, inspirational for you, write a check. Send it to First Conservative Baptist Church, 1221 Old St. Augustine Road, or go to fcbcatjax.com. That's fcbcatjax.com, and go to the donate button and donate something to this broadcast to continue and to broaden. We'd love to have this broadcast across the nation if possible. I believe it's needed. It's vital and necessary. You can help make that happen. Tom, thank you so much for your call. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh.
Amen.
Pastor Davis, we've got just a few minutes left on the broadcast, but I want to get down to the rudimentary elemental things that our listeners need to do. Perhaps they're asking the question, what can I do? How can I become involved? Ladies and gentlemen, let me just give you the information about our congressman that was on the line with us earlier in the broadcast. He talked about these senators. One is Senator Keith Perry. One is Senator Rodriguez. One is Senator Berman. Senator Berman is a Democrat, and that tells me it's liberal, liberal, liberal. The other senator is Senator Garcia, which is a Republican, District 37. These senators, District 37, District 31, District 39, and District 8. But, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't make any difference. The district that they're in, they still represent we, the people in the state of Florida.
Amen.
So the telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, to reach the Senate, the major Senate line, is 1-850-850. That's the area code, 850-487-5995. That is 850-487-5995. Call them and tell them you want your senator to deal with the Senate Bill 988 and let them know that there needs to be some serious rewording that will put teeth into the new legislation that will forbid, will not allow medical care facilities, nursing homes, hospitals, or physicians to lock your family member down and not allow you to see them, number one. And secondly, and this is perhaps as important, that it will not require you to have a vaccination or to have some major medical test that will allow them to prevent you from seeing your loved one.
Amen.
And thirdly, so that you will be able to intervene for your patient, for your family member, for your friend, that you will become an advocate for them, telling the doctors what they can do, what they cannot do, and what your requirements are. And if a physician will not do that, ladies and gentlemen, find another doctor or find another hospital and make a transfer of your family member or friend before it's too late.
Amen.
And ladies and gentlemen, let me urge you, Clay Yarber in the House, he's the one that's introduced the companion bill. Our companion bill is 987. He's from District 12 here in the state of Florida. His telephone number is 1-850. That's 850-717-5020. 850-717-5020. Clay Yarber. Clay is a professing Christian. Clay is a professing conservative. Tell Clay that you need to have that verbiage changed while it's still in committee before it passes committee and is voted on the floor, so that it will give clarity and will protect the patient as well as protecting the patient's rights and the family members that can go in and visit without the mandates of some hospital rule and regulator. Anthony Sabatini, District 26 in the southern part of Florida. His telephone number in Tallahassee. They're all in session. They all need to be reached while they're in Tallahassee. 850 Anthony Sabatini, Representative, District 26. 850-717-5032. 850-717-5032. Call these senators, call these representatives, encourage them to pass a bill before it is too late. Pass a bill now, in this session, now. And if the bill is passed, it's already supposed to go into effect July the 1st of this year. To pass the bill now, but it must be a bill with clarity. It must be a bill with teeth in it. Must be a bill that will cause the doctors, nurses, and the hospitals to do a second guess before they maltreat the patient or torture them to death, as my son was tortured to death in a Virginia hospital. That there will be teeth in it. There will be civil and criminal liabilities if they fail to listen to the patient or the patient's advocate as to what they need to do for them. It is clear that we need to take a stand, and we need to do so today. But ladies and gentlemen, the pharmacy, I'm reading an article here, says fired pharmaceutical workers explain why they didn't get the COVID-19 jab. Pharmaceutical workers that left the major employment of a major pharmaceutical house said they did not want the jab because they know that it is experimental. They know that it takes lives. They know that it causes injuries. And they, in the pharmaceutical industry themselves, refused to do so. Pastor Davis, tell us in these last couple of minutes of the broadcast, tell our listeners what we need to do, how we need to respond from a biblical perspective. Should we be in fear? Should we take a stand? Should we carry out civil disobedience? That is, civil disobedience, not getting out the street fighting, but that we take a stand with our legislators. We take a stand as a Christian, as a conservative, and say enough is enough. What do you recommend to our listeners before we leave the air?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, I think we better take advice from the pages of the Word of God.
Yes.
And look at what the individuals did, godly people.
Yes.
Amen. When they were faced with situations like that. When we look at, amen, when the decree was signed by the king in the book of Daniel, and Daniel knew.
That's right.
The scripture said he knew it. He knew that the writing was signed.
Yes.
He did not stop praying.
That's right.
And we can't stop.
That's right.
Amen. He went right on. Amen. Even though. Amen. It might have seemed like he was violating what the king wanted him to do, but then Daniel realized he was the servant of the Most High God.
Read
so
that
he was committed to him.
There. Read that Daniel chapter 6, verse 10.
Amen.
See what the scripture says.
Amen.
That's a good ending point for us today, is for you to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, what the scripture says. Daniel didn't weep. Daniel did not call for his attorney, though I recommend that you do so today if you're in that position. But he prayed. Read that verse as we close, Pastor.
Amen. Daniel 6 and 10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Amen.
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to take a stand. We need not sit any longer. We need to be the watchman on the wall. And while we are working, just as with Nehemiah, they had a sword in one hand, a trial in the other hand. We need to keep working, keep watching, keep waiting, and keep praying as we do, asking God to intervene and give the victory. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
Amen.
Road,
be blessed.
Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295, FCB. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.